Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Welcome back to Poetry and Melodies with Stevie G. And I want to tell you, just like the man told you during the commercial, if you want to reach me, you got to dial 917-932-8881. And from overseas, you have to dial 877-218-1183. And if you want to speak on the air with Stevie G, tell a poem or read a poem, tell a joke, sing a song, it's open mic. You do what you like, preferably poems, but hey, you do you. You got to hit option one. Well, I first like to give an honor to God and allow me to be able to entertain you guys tonight as usual, and I thank God for allowing you to be able to be entertained by me. God is good, and we love you, God. And I'm going to start the music off with some jazz tonight. Last week, everybody told me jazz, jazz, jazz. So this week, jazz, I'm going to put a little jazz, a little R&B, a little old school, a little new school, whatever we can do. But we're going to start the night off with some jazz. And I ain't even going to just tell you the names. I'll just play them. And enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Chris Botti and the lovely and thinned out Jill Scott. And I'm going to keep my music rolling with some Phyllis Hyman, Norman Connors, Bet You By Golly Wow.
Thank you.
That was Norman Connors and Phyllis Hyman and Bet You By Golly Wow. I'd like to thank the people that are coming out in the chat room, Complicated Passions, Mary Weston, and Soft Kisses 63, and also the people in the studio on the telephone listening in. Thanks for coming out. I appreciate you and love you. And if you want to get on with Stevie G, just hit option one, and you can do whatever you want. You can just say hello. It's up to you. It's an open mic thing. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And I'm going to keep the music playing with a little sending you some forget-me-nots by Mrs. Patrice Rushen. Well, Miss Patrice Rushen. Maybe she's married. Who knows? Rushing in, forget me nots. Well, even online, we got to pay some bills, so I got to put the commercial on, you know, the commercial that pays the bills. It really pays the bills on here. So, without further ado...
Are you trying to get pregnant? Need to feel confident about treatments ahead? Need to save money, time, and heartache? Are you willing to follow 4 proven modules to be strong, gain knowledge, overcome obstacles, and gain freedom from worry? Contact Hold Your Hand Fertility Coaching and reserve your spot today. www.holdyourhandfertilitycoach.com.
Okay. Well, I'd like to send out the call-in numbers. The dial-in numbers are 917-932-8881. And from overseas, if you're calling in, 877-218-1183. And if you want to get on the line with Stevie G, please hit option 1. You don't have to do very much. You want to say who you are and just support. Hey, I appreciate you coming out. Chat room, I'm going to put this next song on for you because it represents who you are. And I'm not talking about your outer appearance. I'm talking about your inner qualities. And I love this song. It's by my girl Tweet, and it's called Beautiful. That was Tweet with Beautiful. And before I strangle myself over here with my people in the chat room, I didn't mean it. I meant to say that you're beautiful inside, but you know what? You're beautiful outside, too. So don't get it twisted. I love every inch of you guys, okay? I'm going to do a little poetry right now because I can't get nobody to hit option one. Let me check before I say I'm going to do some poetry. I got callers on the line, so I'll wait and do my poetry. Caller from the 480, you're on the line with Stevie G. Who is calling me?
This is Carmel.
Hello, about time. I hope you're enjoying the music.
I am, I really am.
Well, that's good. You should come on more often, Carmel.
I should. I know I will.
Well, I really appreciate you coming out. I do. What you going to do, read me a poem?
Oh, no. God, no.
What's the matter? You ain't got no poems written down?
No, I don't. No.
Oh, okay. Well, can you sing?
Uh-huh. I'm not singing it. You know what?
No, I'm just messing with you. I'm just glad you came on.
Okay,
I appreciate
I'm glad
it. Well, stay on and listen to some music. I hope you stay on and listen to the show. And
once again,
I appreciate you coming out. Please don't be a stranger.
No, I won't.
All right. Thank you. That was my buddy Carmel from Facebook. She's on the line listening. I guess I did reach out and grab somebody. I got another call on the line. Caller from the 646, you're on the line with Stevie G. Who make this be? Caller from the 646, you're on the line with Stevie G. Caller from the 646 must be bashful. Or maybe they stepped away from the phone. I'll try them again in a minute. Anyway, I posted a poem this the other day or yesterday or today. Yeah, it was yesterday. It's called Dear Meat. And I'm going to read it for you. Dear me, I'm writing this letter to myself in search of my worth and my wealth. I'm feeling good about me, like you, but others really don't have a clue. Who am I, I'm asking of me? Am I a vision of what the eye may see? Or an illusion, a mass of air, olive-toned, black is my hair. I'm filled with thoughts that rush my mind, and in these thoughts, treasures I find. Will I be selfish or will I bear? The treasures of my thoughts I'll bear. I live my life mostly in loneliness. It's not a curse. By God, I'm blessed. I need to peek inside my brain where my memories have staked their claim. A loss for words every now and then will show who wants to know the mood I'm in. I seek for refuge that lies within, a place I might begin my end. In search to find a cure for the fear of death causes me to cherish every breath. The kiss of life is the love I've shared. Nothing greater can compare. It may not glitter like gold should. Unfortunately, all we do in life is not good. But I hang the small things in a good place. Nothing more valuable than a smile on a face. As I approach the peak of life's conclusion and look back on much of my confusion, this road of life, this roller coaster ride, God has been with me step by step, stride for stride. So I write this letter to myself to remind me God has given me health. And as I bring me to a close, looking down life's avenues that I chose, lets me know I wasn't by myself, which brings me back to my health. That is my God-given wealth. Dear me, I'm writing this letter to myself. And that's my piece. And I'm going to put some more music on. And I'm going to pick up the pace a little bit and put on some old school Cameo. She's strange. Thank you. Callers on the line, so I'm going to get to my callers. Okay. Caller from the 916, you're on the line with Stevie G. Who might this be?
Hey, Stevie G, how you doing there, sir? This is Chef Ernesto again.
What's happening, Chef Ernesto again? How you doing?
I love your show so much, brother.
I love your show, too, man. This is my boy here. He's a chef, and he has a cooking show. They talk about food,
right.
And you guys need to come on and listen to this guy every Friday night. He really is. He got some food knowledge for you. That's what I should say.
Oh, yeah. But I wanted to say, brother, that, man, the oldies that you play are way better than the oldie station. They just repeat themselves. The stuff you play, I haven't heard in so long, and I appreciate that so much. And your spoken
I appreciate
words,
you, man, because I do want to put some old stuff on there that people haven't heard.
Yeah,
there's some stuff that I got that people haven't even heard before, you know, because they play different music across the country.
All right. Well, your spoken word is awesome, brother. And I'm going to tell you, last time I was on, CY spoke. And she's such a talented, talented spoken word person, man. She really, really is. Her poems and her rhymes are just off the pages, man. And that sister that you just got finished talking to, I think it's Caramel Carmen something.
Caramel,
She's got a very sensuous voice, brother. She don't have to do poetry. Just sit there and listen to her talk.
I know she over there cracking up because she's still on the line.
Look here, brother. That voice, man, look, I'm going to let that go. Cause,
you better be careful. You might get a karate chop from your wife in the back of you.
Yeah, you're right, brother. You are absolutely right. So I'm going to let that go. But, brother, I am totally, totally enjoying the show. And I had to call it because I've been listening the whole show, but I finally hit one. So I had to let you know.
Okay. Well, I'm glad, man. You stay on and enjoy some more music, man. And I definitely see you on Friday night. I went out Friday night, and I didn't come back in time. So this Friday,
yes.
I definitely.
Friday night's a hard night.
Friday nights ain't hard, man. I'm usually home just chilling. I'll be glad Friday night's over because I'm home from work and just could kick back and relax for a minute. So usually I'm home, man.
And listen to Food Talk with Chef Ernesto on Fridays at 6 p.m. Pacific.
You heard that, y'all? Friday night.
Yes.
6 p.m. Pacific.
Thank you so much, sir, and I'll see you next time.
All right, man. You take it easy. I'm going to keep the music going on here. If anybody wants to get on the line with Stevie G, you got to hit option one, 832. And I got a caller on the line that says 111-111-111. So I'm pretty sure that's an overseas call. If you want to get on the line, just hit option one. And I'm going to put my music back on and keep my people in the in the chat room happy because they need music. They got to breathe. But you know what? I'm going to put on some old school because that's where I go, old school. I'm going to play some Grateful by Blue Magic.
Bye.
imagining grateful. And I just want to give the call out numbers one more time. 917-932, the call in numbers, 917-932-8881. Or if you're calling from overseas, 877-218-1183 and hit option 1. 646, you were on the air, on the line. You had your hand up before, but I tried to get to you, and you didn't say anything. If you want to get on, hit option 1 again, okay? I'm going to keep the music playing with some Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack back together again.
Thank you.
back together again with Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack. Ooh, that takes me back. That takes me back. But so does this. This is my boys, the Isley Brothers, Summer Breeze. Summer Breeze by the Isley Brothers. Them boys know how to get you right. Well, I got to read another poem, and because I got a lack of poetry people on tonight. Usually I got more people on reading poems. I guess Complicated Passions is in there. He's going to be on in a minute to read something. And this is for a very special person. You know who you are. And I wrote this few years back. It's in my book. The name of this poem is The Hidden Flower. I see you over there hiding behind the other flowers. I've watched you grow with each rain shower. Hiding by day, expressing by night. Running from the sun and soaking in the moonlight. Everyone adores you. Look at our smiles. Growing all around you like weeds in the wild. Ooh, honey child, what flower are you? Got bees all around you doing what they do. The smell, the sweet aroma, you exhaust like mist. Do you understand why we act like this? Well, you need not hide your loveliness any longer. Beautiful flower hidden, I wonder. Why the hidden feelings are for you? When you express love more than the other flowers do, you really do stand out in a bunch. Perhaps this is why you love so much. Beautiful in color, vibrant in growth. You have been watched much more than most. Now you stand in the forefront and the others behind. All that know you knew this was a matter of time. So live, hidden flower, love, hidden flower, and hide no more. Stand proud with petals smiling, for you are adored. And that's my piece. That was written a while back, but it still packs its punch. And I hope she still loves it and still appreciates it. And I'm going to check and see if I got anybody online. I got a call on the line from the 646. We're going to try to get her in again or him in again. Let's see what happens. Caller from the 646, you're on the line with Stevie G.
No, this is the 562, and this is Complicated Passions in the Building.
I'm telling you, it doesn't say that. It says 646. I guess it's one of those foul-ups. 562. Mr. Complicated Passion, I guess Blog Talk is going crazy again. But, hey, you on the line. What you going to do for us tonight, brother?
Let me share something that's titled The Most Dangerous Man.
The Most Dangerous Man. Okay,
yeah.
Do you, man.
All right. She said she was lonely. It was to be a moment in her imagination that would become her dreams. She was wanting the real thing. This hunger for desire had her calling my name. I would become the echo of pleasure she was longing for. The kiss from my lips would take me to her surrender. She was about to be tempted, as I would have her like the day flows into the night. That never-ending thought, the rousing of her fervor would take me to the wanting of her desire in every moment of her dreams. And that's that piece.
The Most Dangerous Man. So I'm trying to understand. You're the most dangerous man because...
the most dangerous man is because... I had someone ask me the other night, well, no, they told me, they said, I'm lonely. I said, never tell a man that you're lonely. That makes him the most dangerous man.
Okay, I got you.
All right.
That was
nice.
You know, you always bring it anyway. You always lace the mic up perfectly. I love when you come on the show because you always bring that, you know, it could be a bad day, it could be a day where you had some reckoning you had to deal with, but you always showing the love. So I appreciate you coming out there like you do, bro. You know that.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Don't come out with your pieces. Y'all, you got a book coming out, right?
Yeah, I got a book. I got a book coming out tomorrow, which is the Lyrical Expressions of Complicated Passions.
Okay. Can you tell them where they can get that at?
You'll be able to get that book anywhere. You can get it from me. If you like, you can hit me up on my Facebook page and find out how you can get that book from me. Or you can get it from CreateSpace. That would be the next best place for me if you bought it from them. Or you can get it at your local bookstore or Barnes & Nobles or Amazon.com. But if you'd like to get a signed copy from Complicated Passions himself, in fact, just on your show right now, those ladies that are in the chat room and who may be on the line, if you buy that book from me, I'm going to give you a copy of The Things That Lovers Do when it comes out in October for free. How about that?
All right, y'all heard it from Complicated Passions. He's talking to the ladies. Now, you know, he didn't mention me. He's just talking to the ladies.
Yeah.
He ain't thinking about me.
No. I'm thinking about the ladies. I'm going to tell you right now, if they ain't loving you right, then they ain't loving you right. So you can definitely find that moment. I'm going to share it with you in The Things That Lovers Do. And if you buy the Lyrical Expression of Complicated Passions from me, go to my PayPal account and drop me that money for that book. I will send you a copy, and you will get your copy, because Stevie G, you got my back, right? Because I'll send them to Stevie G to make sure you get your copy, so you know that it'll be happening. But, I'm in business to please. And so, ladies, if you buy a copy of that book, you will definitely get a free copy of The Things That Lovers Do.
Well, Complicated, what you need to do when you go back into the chat room is put your information in there so they can know exactly what to do. You know? So
yeah,
if they're
friends with me, then they can I'm gonna drop my Facebook page into the chat room. If you're friends
you
with
go.
Me, inbox me, because I'll need information from you, like your regular email address and everything, not your Facebook email address, but your regular email address, because that becomes a legal court document. So once I tell you that I'm sending you something for free, and if I don't, you take me to court. How about that?
All right, man.
So we'll keep
Complicated
it real.
Passions, y'all, doing his thing as usual. He is always blessing the mic. I don't know why your number is saying 646-822, but it is.
That's
anyway,
not
I'm going to put you on hold, Complicated. I'll hit you up a little later in the show if you want to do something else, okay?
All right, thank you, sir.
All right. Y'all, that was Complicated Passions and the most dangerous man. And I thought I was dangerous. I ain't got nothing on Complicated Passions. Anyway, I'm going to throw a little jazz on a little Brian Culbertson, Secret Affair. This is with him and Chris Bodie.
I know that was Brian Culberson and Chris Botti's song, but I'm going to tell you something. That bass player carried that song. That bass player was dogging them. Anyway, let me check my lines and see if I got anybody on the lines calling in. And I do. Caller from the 832, you're on the line with Stevie G. Who might this be?
Well, hello, Stevie G.
Hello. How you doing, Benita? I know that voice.
I'm doing good. Just wanted to let you know that I was on the line. I was enjoying you and my grandson enjoying it, too.
Well, tell him I said enjoy. I'm going to put some happy music on for him in a minute so he can get up and dance. If he get up and dance, that'll be a miracle, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
All right, you let me know. Send me an inbox on Facebook and let me know if he get up and dance.
All right.
All right. Thanks for coming out. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Okay, y'all, getting back to the music. I'm going to put on some Dramatics and Hot Pants in the Summertime. I don't know if y'all remember that, but here you go.
That was Hot Pants in the Summertime by the Dramatics. You know what? That's Daisy Dukes for y'all who don't know. Just about like Daisy Dukes, just a little bit less revealing. Daisy Dukes was a little bit different. But Hot Pants was showing up Hot Pants. Anyway, I got a call on the line. I'm going to click them in. Caller from the 916 on the line with Stevie.
Oh, did I hear that again? I'm sorry, brother. I'm listening. I didn't mean
Chef.
To hear the words.
Read a poem, Chef.
I'm here. I'm still enjoying it.
Read a poem, Chef. Read a poem. Read a recipe.
recipe real quick. Okay, check this out. Let me do. Most people have problems with pie dough. Pie dough is easy. It's just four ingredients. I use butter, Crisco, flour, salt, and water. And I'm going to give you the measurements right now, but the trick to making a really good pie dough is to mix these ingredients the correct way, which I'm going to tell you, and mix it for 20 seconds as opposed to 2 weeks.
Now.
Most people have problems with pie dough because they overmix it. 2 cups flour, 2/3 cups butter Crisco, 1/2 teaspoon salt. Take 2 forks and mash those guys together until it looks like cornmeal. Once it resembles cornmeal, then you add 1/2 cup of very cold water. You can take ice water and pour it into a measuring cup, 1/2 cup of ice water. Mix that mix for about 20 seconds and wrap it and let it rest, and you'll have a perfect pie dough. Now, when you roll that pie dough out, try not to use too much flour, because what happens is you incorporate too much flour, you toughen your dough. So you should use like two pieces of wax paper, one on the bottom and one on the top, and kind of roll the pie dough out, and that'll keep you from using so much flour. But that's the secret to a really good pie dough.
You all heard that from the chef.
I knew I could do that real quick.
Pie dough on Poetry and Melodies. How y'all like that? We're moving in an upward direction. Next thing you know, we're going to have How You Roll Weed on the joint. That's next, man.
Oh, that's that, man. Yeah, we talk about cooking with it, so, you know.
No, you do.
Yes,
all
do.
Right, Chef, I'm going to get back to my music, man. Thank you. Thank you for the recipe. Y'all thanks, Chef. Chef, I'm going to let you know what they say in the chat room, okay?
I appreciate that, my brother. And y'all look me up on Facebook, Chef Ernesto, and I'll talk to you later, Pete.
All right, man. Yo, that's Chef. He's out there giving us pie dough recipes. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead. Because I know one thing. I don't even know how to make a pie. I know how to eat one, though. Anyway, speaking of Hot Pants, we're going to put some Hot Pants on from a different version. From my man, the Godfather of Soul. Get that little baby up off his little high chair and get him dancing over there, Bonita.
One, two, three, we'll be right back.
background doing his thing. Hey, my man, Complicated Passions, I'm going to get you back on the line. Complicated Passions, we're going to pull you back up in here and see what you're going to do for us. Mr. Complicated Passions. Oh, by the way, Chef,
right.
Before Complicated gets on, hold on 1 second, Complicated. Somebody says, Stevie, you just told the pastor's husband he was going to teach us how to roll weed, LOL. I want to learn how to make pies. You got a couple of them in there, Brother Chef, but I got to let Complicated talk. Go ahead, Complicated. Do your thing, baby.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good because I read that and I heard that too, all right? So I'm going to share a moment from the lyrical expressions of Complicated Passions, and this is for 63, The Edge of a Whisper. I hunger the moments of your wanting and the dreams that make you, that fallen star you wish upon, your heart fluttering throughout the day. As surely as passion is my name, your love will be. My desires are to be the whispers when your temptation has no bounds. I will be the yes to all I want to do when I'm into you. To be what you only think about, I dare to be the one that makes you every time I take you. To where your imagination will never end when you surrender to me as a lover and not your friend. And that's that piece.
All right. That's Mr. Complicated Passions. You did put in there how to get your book, right?
Yes. I put my Facebook page in there. They click on that, befriend me, and then you can find me through there. And then if you're a friend of Stevie G's, you can find me on his page, and then you can friend me, and then I'll tell you how to get that book from me and then get a gift card to get a free copy of The Things That Lovers Do.
The Things That Lovers Do. Well, all right, Mr. Complicated Passions. Once again, I thank you
all
for coming out and gracing the mic the way you do every week you come out. We appreciate you and we love you, bro.
I appreciate you too, my brother.
All right, my man. We're going to put you back on hold and put some music on.
All right, go ahead. Do that thing.
All right. Well, that was Mr. Complicated Passion, who always comes on and blesses the mic and steals all the women in the chat room. You know, that's what he does. And this song is dedicated to all the Geminis in my family, because I got a ton of them in my family, and a special woman that's a Gemini that's very close to my heart. It only gets better with time, and the whispers tell you that, and it just gets better with time. So don't feel like you're getting old. Just feel like you're getting better. just gets better with time. I'm going to keep my music playing, and I'm going to put on some Tavares. Remember what I told you to forget. Remember what I told you to forget. And I'm going to close out the show with something I just want to dedicate to my baby. And that's I Want to Make It with You by The Main Ingredient. Thank you. I want to make it with you, baby. I do. Just remember that. Okay. Look, man, I always close the show out and dedicate it to my mother. Because my mom, she really put the music in my heart and in my soul. So this song is dedicated to you, Mommy. Because I know it was one of your favorites. And it's the State Doggy Day.
How long, I wonder, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. For suddenly, I saw you there. And in fact, London Town, the sun was shining everywhere.
Ladies and gents, and I appreciate all the love tonight. Chef, Complicated Passion, Soft Kisses, Mari, Benita, Carmel, all you people who came out and showed love. God bless. I hope I see you again next week. And I have to say good night. I miss you, Mom. I love you guys. Thanks for coming out. See you next week.